He distributed equally to the families, with the man with the five kids, and he gives that a bit more than something. They'd be two caribous, and a single person will be given one young caribou. Or sent as an older person with respected sort of thing, they'll give him one caribou and one little young one. So that's what he did. They pay for his work, this Washahinukum. They gave him one female caribou and its kid, no calf. So he has that. And he was watching that. Everybody else got the share and everything. And the girl that he was with has no parents. But they didn't give anything to that girl. They gave him only, along with this, with the other person who stays with him. He was counted, she was counted as one of the kids in that time. Not the way they count them over there when they were chasing caribou around. So Ashahinukum was so pitiful to the lady, and he didn't like it. He thought it was not right to ignore and not to treat her less than he was treated. So he told the leader, he says, I will give some of my stuff to this young lady because I know she sweat a lot and tired as I was when we were just trying to hold these caribous in. So the leader sort of startled, you know, for this man to speak to him that way. But he couldn't say anything because Washahinukum is not the person you just yell at. Oh, he says, okay, well, it's your share. So what he did was he skinned the caribou, a big one first, and then he cut the hind quarter, the leg part of this, and gave it to the young lady in front of people. And as he handed over this meat, he says, here your food, and eat it only yourself. Don't give it to anyone. He says, you earn it. And besides that, in the remembrance of Wickis in the school, in remembrance of Wickis in the school. Do you know what he's saying? He's saying, in the remembrance of Wilkison woman, Wickison, he says. So the only closest name that I can think of, and I thought it would be, is a Wilkison woman. This guy says that. So now the language that he spoke amongst those people who'd never heard the English language very much, he may have spoken in English, but where did he come from? What he was it? They already have gun, the very basic fire stick they used to call it. So, who was this guy? Where did he come from? Was he actually speaking in English? If he can say Wiggins in the squirrel, Wickison, he could have said Wilson or Wilkison or Williamson, one of those things that start with W. The last word he uses is squaw. A squaw is a woman, not squaw. Squaw is a slang word. So a squaw is a proper Muskego noun for the women in a respective way. So that's what he was saying. And again, those people that, well, this in the school, they say, what did he mean? But he just didn't care. He just gave this meat to the young person, and which he was grateful that she was there, and when he was tired, and she was just as tired as him. So he wants to show his gratitude. And the young girl was very happy. For the first time in her life, she was given on her own piece of food to be on road, to be on hit, to be hers, and cook it the way she wants. And that's the story. So the story tells us something.